Hey, what's going on? This is Aaron Luttrell. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage and episode number 3 of Real Talk Real Estate here on the Aaron Advantage channel. Wanted to come at you today with a different topic, something a little different than what I've been talking about in the past, specifically related to for sale by owners. Now, obviously, as a real estate agent, most of the time we're not talking about actually doing for sale by owner transactions or things of that nature. But I got hit with an article this morning from Inman News, which is a realtor resource article that I subscribe to make sure I'm staying up to date on current trends, things that are happening with technology, marketing strategies, everything I can do to make sure I'm as educated as possible to make sure that when I'm representing buyers or sellers, I'm doing everything I can to bring them the highest level of professionalism to make sure that they are taken care of. So this morning, at about 8 o'clock, I saw an article headline get sent direct to my email about for sale by owners. Now, as a realtor and a member of the National Association of Realtors, I get information every year called the Profile of Home Buyers and Sellers. And every single year, they keep track of all the transactions that are recorded across the country and put out this report that we can utilize to look at statistics on homes that are selling, how they're selling, the people who are buying them, and how they're and the people who are selling them. Now, for the third year in a row, for sale by owner transactions have hit a record low. And what I mean by that is there are more transactions that have been represented by real estate agents in the last year than have been in the past. And there's a couple different reasons for that that I wanted to talk about. Now, the first thing I want to mention is the fact that technology has made things a little bit easier for a lot of sellers to put their home on the market. There's tools like Zillow, Trulia, other websites that allow people to post their home for sale without having a realtor involved to be able to get it out there so people can see that it's available so that there are buyers that can watch and get photos and things of that nature. That's one great thing about these tools. The downside is a lot of sellers don't understand a lot of the stuff that goes into marketing a home beyond just putting it online. The additional things that I do to network with my community of realtors, the things that I do to network with my community of previous home buyers and sellers that may know other people who are looking for a home that matches their criteria, or the aggressive online marketing that I do in addition to getting it posted out there, that brings it to the attention of a whole lot more people, which is one great reason to call a real estate agent to get it listed, and especially call me if you're thinking about getting your home moved. Now, the other thing is that for sale by owners, not only do they put them online there for people to see, there's a lot of realtors who end up seeing those, and a lot of realtor-represented buyers who see those properties. I can't tell you how many times I get calls from buyers that they find a home on Zillow or a home on Trulia that they want to go see, and I will often call the seller and say, hey, you know, my name's Aaron Luttrell. I'm a realtor with FC Tucker. I've got a buyer that I'm representing that's interested in taking a look at your home. Would you be willing to work with us? 9 times out of 10, they're saying, sure, come on in, we'll help you out. And I end up representing the transaction because I build rapport with that seller and end up helping them get the home sold. Now, the other thing that was mentioned in there is not only were the number of for sale by owners down last year, but they also sold at a lower average sales price. Now, a lot of that could be for several different reasons. A lot of people think that if they put it up for sale by owner, they're actually gonna save themselves some money. The truth is, statistically, they actually end up selling for less money than they would if they're listed within an MLS. And statistically, they end up possibly paying a little bit more on inspection repairs and things of that nature because they may not have a professional representing them to show them the proper way to negotiate on certain things and how to properly handle certain expenses that come up with a real estate transaction. I'm actually looking at the article right now, and according to the National Association of Realtors, the median for sale by owner sales price rose slightly last year from $185,000 to $190,000. Now, that's a nationwide median average sales price, so that's going to be a little bit different than our market. But the median price of a home sold using a realtor in the United States in the same time period was $250,000, a $60,000 margin above the average price that for sale by owners are getting. Now, in addition to that, for sale by owners sell faster. They statistically sell faster than homes that are listed with an agent. But a lot of that comes into play with the fact that those sellers are selling to people that they know a lot of times. So the statistical average of 2 weeks on market for a for sale by owner property is kind of skewed whenever you look at the fact that there are a lot of times they are selling to someone that they know. So I just wanted to touch on those key things about for sale by owners. It's a topic that realtors bring up and talk about often, about why you should hire a realtor and the reasons that you shouldn't sell for sale by owner. But I wanted to just give some numbers on this article that I read about what you can actually expect if you do try to sell on your own, and the reasons why it's a great idea to hire a professional to go to bat for you. So if you've got any questions, let me know. As always, I will leave this video posted so you can comment down below anytime. Also, you can send me a message, and I would be happy to get your questions that way. And I will always be back live at 5 every Monday with Real Talk Real Estate here on the Aaron Advantage. If you got anything before then, you can always call me at 812-779-6273. Hope you've had a great day, and if I don't talk to you before then, have a happy Halloween.